Welcome back to this fourth video, and we're going to be talking about and reviewing your homework, listening to the voice of God. Now, one of the things that I've done since I'm 18, 19 years old, and that's a long time, is that I'm constantly in communication with the Lord. I'm talking to him all the time. Like, for example, just this morning, I was doing a little painting, and I wanted to make sure that as I'm cutting, because I don't use tape, old school, the old school professional painters did not tape. They knew how to make a straight line with the paint at corners without putting paint where it didn't belong. So as I'm doing that, I'm asking the Lord to help me make a nice straight line so I don't smear paint where I don't want it. I'm asking him to work with me while I'm working, so that I'm constantly relying on him for even the smallest task as painting. Going for a walk. When I go for a walk and I'm walking alone, I'm never walking alone. I have God walking with me. I have the Holy Spirit walking alongside me. We're walking together. If I'm driving and I'm alone, Jesus is in the front seat with me. I'm constantly in conversation. I'm constantly putting them where I am. I'm constantly wanting to be in their presence. Now, Jesus said that I don't do anything that I don't see the Father doing. And you can Google that to find out where it's written. But that's what he said. Well, in order for him to be watching what the Father is doing, he has to have the Father with him at all times. So it's the same for us. It doesn't matter how small a task. I find that even when I'm doing a small task, if all of a sudden I'm having a little difficulty, if I call on the Lord and say, Lord, I need a little help right now, all of a sudden it works. All of a sudden, it works. Trying to, put a piece of string through the eye of a needle. And sometimes you just can't see it. But then you say, Lord, can you help me with this? Can you control my hand? Can you help me see better? And it works. Now, when you do that, when you're in constant conversation with him, with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, eventually, guess what happens? You'll hear him say, you're doing it wrong. Try this. I mentioned in another video, go get a saw. And I went and got a saw and it worked perfect. You need a screwdriver for this task. Go get it. Simple things. And I've had this happen too. Be careful, you're about to lose your wallet. And if I don't pay attention, I will lose my wallet. I had a situation where if I had parked my car in front of my house, it would have been totally destroyed because the back end of a Mack dump truck, and I've never seen this happen before or ever again, the whole entire back of the truck, and that's cast iron, really heavy, landed where my car would have been parked, slid down, slid another 30, 40 feet, and damaged three cars. Had I parked my car there, it would have totaled it because it would have landed on the roof. But the voice said, don't park there, and I didn't park there. You get in the mood, in the accustomed to be in his presence all the time. You bring him into your presence all the time, and he will speak to you. If nothing else, he's listening. And when you need some instruction, some guidance, he will provide it. And it's worked. So I gave you that exercise, and you need to do it every day, all the time. Not 5 minutes. Now, there's some people that talk about, you know, get a notebook, get a journal, a diary, write a question down, then sit still, close your eyes, imagine the Lord, and wait for the flow, spontaneous flow. Okay, that's a good way to get started. But you don't want to have to sit down with a notebook. You want to be in constant communication. You want to be with the Lord all the time, not when you need to ask a question. So this is what I want you to do as we're going through this course. Constantly have the Lord in your presence. Always bring him into your presence. Always be in his presence. However that phrase works for you. But do it. And you will start to see the Lord speaking to you on a regular basis. Now, why do we want this? Well, we're retired. We're in our golden years. We've had a job. We've had a hobby. We had a job we liked, we had a job we didn't like. But that's all gone. That's all past tense. Now we're retired. Now what does the Lord want us to do in our retirement? We don't need to worry about money. We have Social Security, a pension, we have a savings, maybe an IRA, all these wonderful things that we can use to live our lives comfortably. But now what do we do with the time we have left? What does the Lord want us to do with that time? Well, we need to listen to see what is it he wants us to do. So yes, we want to ask that question, and we may even want to journal if it helps. But we also want to be in his presence all the time. We want to be saying, Lord, I'm going for a walk. Come with me. Lord, I'm working in the garden, and I'm having a little problem here. Can you help me? Rely on him for every little thing. And thank him as you're doing it. Oh, thanks for taking the walk. Thanks for helping me in the garden. Thanks for helping me with the paint job today. Thanks, thanks, thanks. All the time. That's what we need to do. We need to constantly speak to the Lord all the time. Not when we want something, just because we want to be with the Almighty Father. We want to be with Abba. We want to be with Daddy on a full-time, 24/7 basis. Now, right now, this very, very moment, I'm speaking to you, and I'm sensing the Spirit with me. I'm asking the Spirit to be with me while I'm recording this and speaking to you. Now, you're listening to this. I'm hoping that right now, as you're listening to me, I want you to try and sense that the Holy Spirit is right there with you right now, listening to me while you're listening. That He's right there. He's enjoying this moment right there with you. And I want you to thank Him. Say, thank you for being here with me as I'm taking this course, as I'm listening to the doc, as I'm getting the message and being mentored for a possible task that you want me to do. And I know you're here with me, and I'm thanking you, Lord. I'm thanking you, Holy Spirit, for helping me to absorb this information, helping me to sense you right now as I'm listening. You're right here in the room with me. You're right here. You're right next to me. You're right here in me. You're right here around me. You're right here, and I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your presence, Lord. I thank you for having me listen to this instruction. I want to thank you, Lord, for having me watch this video. I'm thanking you, Lord, for having this information really enter my mind and my heart and my spirit. Help me to really absorb it. I know it's your will for me to learn this, and I'm thanking you right now. As I watch and listen, you're here with me, absorbing this information. Because it's something that you desire for me to have. Because you have a task ready for me to do in my golden years. I know it, because if it wasn't so, I wouldn't be watching this video right now. So I'm thanking you for guiding me here to this course. I'm thanking you, Lord, for having me take a course at CLI. I'm thanking you, Lord, for having me in your presence and for you being in my presence so that I can perform at the task that you want me to do in my golden years. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. I don't know about you, but that just brought a smile to my face. It makes me feel good. It really does, knowing I'm thanking the Lord, and He's hearing my gratitude, and He's hearing me thank Him, and I can feel the joy in His heart that I gave Him joy by thanking Him, and He's returned that joy, and He's returned that love right back at me. I can feel His embracing me like I'm a little kid, and I'm saying, oh, look, Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Remember when that happened? You know, your son or your daughter ran to you and said, oh, Mommy's home, Daddy's home, and how you felt. Well, God loves hearing that too. Jesus loves hearing that too. And you can feel it in you. You can sense that joy, that happiness, and it lifts you up. And He lifts you up because you're sharing that love. You're sharing that affection. You're sharing that gratitude. So every day, no matter how small the task, you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. You go to sleep at night,
Thank you, Lord. You're having a meal. Thank you, Lord. You're taking a shower. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the soap. Thank them, thank them, thank them. And you're going to be surprised how you're going to feel when you've thanked him for all those little things and when you keep them with you all day long. All day long, you keep them with you. So when you get in the car, you know, thank you, Lord, for being with me in this car. I know that while you're in the car with me, we're going to be able to make a safe journey. We're going to get where we're going because we're going there together, and you're going to help me to get there. Thank you for riding with me. See, that doesn't that make a lot of, doesn't that make a big difference? You know, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, brings a smile to my face. Just saying the words, thank you. Okay? And now you're opening up that relationship. You're bringing that relationship where it's not only when you want something. It's not once in a blue moon. It's not once whenever. It's not once a week for half an hour or once a, or whatever, 10 minutes because you're really, really desperate. It's all day long. And you're going to start hearing him speak to you. I want you to do this. Go here. Go there. Be careful. You're going to lose that. Watch out. Drive a little slower. There's traffic ahead. You'll be surprised how he will take care of you because now you're constantly listening and you're constantly speaking to the Lord. And this is what I would like you to do for homework. And it's not my homework. It's something that you need to do anyway, because Scripture says that we're supposed to thank God for everything. And that means even trouble, because they could be a test. And I know, sometimes you go, oh, what is it? Life is an exam? What, God gives us exams? Not necessarily, but he wants to see that we're faithful and that we trust him. He did it with Abraham, so he could do it with you. So, and you could check, go read the Bible. You know, I don't have to give you the verse and chapter and book. Okay, you can look it up. Google. Does God want us to thank him for everything, including hardship? Yes. Thank him for everything. But if you're thanking him all the time, I got news for you. You won't have too many situations where you're going to be thanking him for trouble. Because he's going to get you out of the trouble, and you're going to be saying to him, thank God. Thank you, Lord. I could have been in trouble here, but you took care of it beforehand. Why? Because you're constantly already thanking him and praising him. So that's the homework assignment. Until next time, and God bless.